Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Maine Church files an appeal brief regarding religious discrimination. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, again, we're back in Maine dealing with a religious discrimination case. You know, we fought the governor with the COVID shots and religious accommodations there she would not give. Now we're here again trying to protect a church who simply wants to buy a piece of property that they've already been renting to be able to share the gospel throughout Maine.
You know, we've written before about what's going on in Maine because we've seen the history of hostility towards people of faith with regards to the COVID shot mandate and their governor, Janet Mills. The abuse that they have perpetrated against the faithful healthcare workers, and we've been litigating that. We also have seen before that mandate what they did to churches and houses of worship. How in our case, Calvary Chapel Bangor has a church and they also have a facility for men and women on their property. And they were told that you can't have church service, but you can have the men and women's program, but you can't have worship for those men and women. And we had to litigate against that. And now we have this other situation, and it just seems like the politics in Maine, like the politics in California, take these beautiful states and they just distort them by their political agenda that is anti-religious. And so we have another situation here. We have Calvary Chapel Belfast that now has been using the Hutchinson Center building for services. That is part of the University of Maine system. And so the UMS, they wanted to sell that building, the Hutchinson Center. So they put it up for a public bid. And people were able to bid. And this church, Calvary Chapel Belfast, was one of the bidders. And they were the winning bid. And when it became known that this church that had been using the facility, that now wants to purchase the facility, actually was the winning bidder, that's when everything hit the fan.
Yeah. I mean, if you see a picture of the building, it's just perfect for a church to have classrooms and, you know, other activities that a church needs to have. And, you know, Maine, I mean, it's a very spiritually dry state, and it needs these churches that are sharing the gospel, that are ministering to people, many of whom are very, you know, dealing with addictions and things like that. Probably a lot of it because of the politics that you mentioned before. But to rightfully win the bid, and then the University of Maine says, no, you can't have that because you're a church.
Yeah. What? And so what happened is this church, Calvary Chapel of Belfast, like other Calvary chapels, they have biblical beliefs that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. And that riled the people up that were in opposition. One of the people that was in opposition was the losing bidder, one of the other people who bid on the property but did not get the bid award. They stirred up alumni and legislators, people from the community. And through discovery, we found all of this information, and there were emails and communications sent to the University of Maine system. Some alumni were saying, well, you better rescind that. You can't sell that property to a church. Otherwise, I will stop supporting the University of Maine system. Some legislators actually did the same thing. If you don't rescind this sale to the church, then you will not get any more favors from me in the legislative process. So,
you know, it's just astounding to me, Matt, that even if you aren't a Christian, even if you don't go to church, why would you not want a church in your neighborhood?
They're blinded by this radical LGBTQ agenda. And so a church that believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman, which has been the way it has been since creation, millennia of human history, now all of a sudden is targeted for discrimination, and you can't sell them a piece of property.
Right. I mean, when people have needs, you know, maybe it's food or counseling or whatever, that's where they're going to go, is the church. They're not going to go to the university.
So what happened is then when the University of Maine system, after they awarded the bid to the church, and then they got the pushback from some of these alumni, some people from the community, and some legislators, all because the church was a, quote, church that, quote, discriminates on LGBTQ issues. No, they actually uphold marriage as the union of a man and a woman. They believe in biological reality.
According
that there
to the
are
Bible.
Two sexes, male and female.
Right.
Yeah. Right. They ended up saying, okay, well, under pressure, they're going to rescind the bid. So they rescinded the bid. How did they rescind it? Well, they said, well, they needed to address the internet hub, which was in the building, because if they now sell it and they have to relocate the internet hub, it's going to be very expensive. So they need to redo this bid process. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is during the hearing on this issue, in the agreement that was already signed by the church had indicated that the internet hub would stay there in the building, and they would have it as a no-cost lease for many, many years.
And that excuse didn't work.
And so that excuse didn't work. So that was the excuse, oh, well, we need to protect the internet hub, and to do that. No, the actual document says the internet hub's not going anywhere. The church, they will leave it in there for use for the University of Maine system.
The church is there to add to the community, not to take away.
So we went to trial. We clearly had the evidence that they discriminated against the church. Why they discriminated against the church? Because of this pressure over this church's position on marriage. And that's why it was rescinded. So when they put it back out for bid, guess what? The number two bidder now gets awarded the number one bid, the one that was the losing bidder that filed the complaint. So we went to a hearing. The judge conducted a hearing, but then the judge sided with the University of Maine system, and now we're at the Court of Appeals for the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and we just now filed our brief at the Court of Appeals. So in their brief, you know, we say that the decisions from at least four other appeals courts made clear that when adverse government actions follow in sequence after bigoted community opposition, any direct and circumstantial evidence of discriminatory intent is valid. We also wrote that the district court disregarded the cumulative weight of evidence that UMS revoked the church's winning bid in violation of its own rules against the findings of its own procurement experts, all while under unprecedented pressure from donors, alumni, faculty, and the disappointed bidders, all of whom attacked the church because of its religious identity and beliefs. So that is before the Court of Appeals. It's unbelievable that this particular situation would happen, but then again, it's not surprising in the sense that we've come to a place where churches have historically, throughout our history of this country, been considered benefits to the community by relieving the burden of the government to help people. They have been feeding people, housing people, mm-hmm. ministering to the souls of people, feeding their physical needs.
There's great needs there in Maine, too.
And there's a lot of needs in Maine. They provided schools, they provided hospitals. But over time, as we have become very hostile segments of our country, particularly against Christianity, now churches are becoming the target.
Exactly.
And that's why I think it's critically important to stand up for this church, Calvary Chapel, Belfast, and other churches, not just in Maine, but around the country.
Yeah, this is just crazy, too. And the judge, you know, we were in the hearing, the judge decided that the school's deviation from its bidding procedure, which means, i.e., the rigged bidding process, was not evidence of discriminatory animus. Really? I mean, that's blatant.
Well, you've got the bidding procedure.
Blatant.
Why would you deviate from it? Why would you deviate from it? You
to
have
cheat.
To ask the question. And then, yeah. Oh, well, you just disregard all this other pressure from the alumni, faculty, and donors, as well as legislators that say, you better not sell this to a church, this church, because it believes in marriage as the union of man and woman. I think the right handwriting is on the wall. Mm-hmm. It's pretty clear. Continue to pray for this case. It's Calvary Chapel, Belfast. It's at the Court of Appeals. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.